Welcome to This Open House, where we talk about all things real estate related. With your hosts, David and Rebecca Guthrie of the Hacienda Group at Long Realty Company.
Welcome, welcome, welcome yet again. David Guthrie, Hacienda Group, Long Realty Company, with my gorgeous, amazing wife, Rebecca Guthrie.
Hey, guys.
She says there's something special about today's show, but I'm not sure. Is it a birthday?
It's a birthday of sorts.
Is it an anniversary?
It is an anniversary.
It How is many
a
years?
1 year anniversary of us starting the show.
Whew.
Which the is show. Sort of hard to believe.
I thought it was like one of our kids' birthdays or something else.
You see, he jokes about this because he's playing into a trope, but it's actually not true. He's very good at these things.
Yeah, because I have text message reminders set up. You know, you can be systematized too.
There's
no reason to keep everything in your brain if you don't have to.
Yeah, this is true. I keep many things not in my brain. I use lots of other things to be my brain.
Yeah, they're called books, and she has them sitting on the shelf all the time, and she's constantly reading at least three or four books, which is a sign of brilliance, I think. And so, you know, we are here 1 year later, hard to believe, but doesn't seem like a year's gone by.
It doesn't seem like a year's gone by, but apparently it has. It's sort of like with babies. When the first year of a baby's life, the days are very, very long, but then you get to a year and you're like, how is this even possible? I feel like that with the radio show.
Yeah, I don't even know how this happened. And, you know, clearly over the last 12 months of doing this, the audience has spoken out overwhelmingly. Rebecca's clearly the favorite. But
we have taken no polls. There's
it's
no
obvious.
This is just David's bias.
Our audience knows this, but it is okay. But you know what? I married up. And what else is going up here in Tucson?
Housing prices.
They're just continuing to go up.
Are you going to talk about housing prices and how it's changed over the last year? Did I just totally step on your...
No.
I think I did.
No. Would you like to talk about it? I mean, we've got some stats.
So we have stats. We always have stats to share. But I think that we wanted to spend this episode really talking about the change since we started a year ago. A year ago, when we started this whole thing, we had been about 6 weeks... Well, no, 2 months out of the lockdown, the coming out of the lockdown, housing prices were starting to go. You could start to see that was coming, but we didn't have any kind of concept of what was going to happen vis-a-vis listings, reductions, and pricing increases, and the number of people that would want to move to Tucson or who were in Tucson who would need something different. And I think that. You know, we've got the Delta variant that's doing things to the market. Regardless of what you think about that, it's having impact on the market. And school is going back in session, and people really desperately want to go back to quote unquote normal. And I think you're seeing that. But the last year was a very interesting time to start a real estate radio show. We timed it well.
Yeah, and that's part of the problem with these things is. You know, you're supposed to, you would think after selling homes for 17 years in Tucson, that you could just see all of these things coming. But the problem is nobody can see this kind of stuff. And we don't know what tomorrow's going to bring, let alone next year. We can give our best guesses. And that's something that we do every single week here with you guys as we try to give our best guesses.
Yep.
But, you know, inventory is still low. In fact, right now, currently on the MLS, we have 896 current active listings. That is down from 941. We took that number July 31st. So these stats are getting pulled August 3rd. You know, there is a decline. Well, that's to be expected over the weekend.
Yeah.
People buy, people pick up stuff. You know, these things are moving numbers. The week prior, we had 888. Week before that, we're looking third week of July, 829. So, you know, we're still up. I feel like we are still up overall.
Yes, I agree.
prior 7 to 12 months, ticked up a little bit when we start looking at these prior time periods. $275,000 was the median sales price. Prior 4 to 6 months, we were looking at $265,000. And then the last 3 months in the city of Tucson, your median sales price was $290,000. With a days on market of 4, and these properties are still getting 101% of list. We are starting to see, I feel like I'm seeing a tick up in days on market, especially in certain areas. If we take and zoom into central Tucson, we're starting to see those days on market rise up.
It's just part of standard. That is that sellers are, because for so long you were getting crazy overpriced offers. There were, you know, 3 or 4 of them, and they're all massively over list price. People are expecting that. But the market can only do that for so long. And there's definitely a sense of buyer fatigue. You really are starting to feel that. And the thing is that it's August. We've got it's the 8th month of the year. We've got 4 months left until 2021 is over. But school is starting. And then you get into school, and then like the middle of September, you look up and you're like, wait a second, Christmas and the holidays, and I need to start figuring out and doing all of the things. And then it's November, and all of a sudden it's Thanksgiving, and then it's Christmas, and then it's New Year's, and you know what, I'll just wait until January.
Right.
So if I had a crystal ball, my crystal ball, I believe, would say this. The next 4 months are going to be interesting. Stuff is still going to move. Prices are going to continue to go up a little bit. Inventory will definitely increase because the buyers aren't going to be there as much. We don't usually get all of our snowbirds in September, October, November. That's not usually when they come. They usually come January through April. That's typically when, if you talk to people who host Airbnbs or you look at the prices at the resorts or any of those things, the prices get more expensive during that period of time because that's when people typically come. It's not miserable yet when you're living in a snow country. Because the snow hasn't hit and it's still fun, and then why would you come before Christmas so that you can be with your family? And so I think that we're going to see somewhat of a quote-unquote slowdown for the next 4 months. This is my prediction. We're going to see somewhat of a slowdown for the next 4 months, and then January through April, maybe May of next year, we'll see an increase again. The caveat to that is if the Delta variant or some other variant comes in and causes shutdowns in places that have snow again, I think we're going to see a bigger increase of people moving sooner rather than later, just because they don't want to do another year being locked in. So that's my crystal ball.
Yeah. Well, and we'll see what happens there. You know, I read in the news today regarding a Delta variant. It looks like I don't think Barack Obama's too worried about it because he's having a 700-person party at his house. And so I'll let you guys know how that goes, and we'll see if any of them are concerned about it. But, you know, at this point in time, you never know. It could.
Right. You don't know.
It could shift, could change.
Right. The other thing is that what do interest rates do? If interest rates start spiking super high, do people start trying to get into houses before they get 6-7%? I mean, I don't remember this, but in the 80s, they were at 17%. I mean, I was 3 in 1990, so I don't remember this, but I have heard that it is and people were still buying and selling houses. But if all of a sudden it looks like the markets realize that inflation is a real thing and the interest rate starts spiking and the Fed can't keep it down, what does that do? I don't know the answer to that question.
Well, and a lot of you people with assumable loans, assumable VAs and these different things, it's going to be a very good tool to be able to make sure that you're capitalizing in those markets. And I guess that's the biggest thing here that Rebecca and I say every single week. It doesn't matter what the market is. It's important to have the right guidance go through. There's always ways that you can maximize your position and do this better. There's always ways that could happen. And if you want to figure out what we think is the best way for you, we're a safe source of info. You don't have to feel like you have to have it all figured out. 520-462-2611. That is our cell phone. You can call it. Leave a voicemail if you don't get an answer. Give us a text message. You can also email info@thisopenhouseshow.com and full MLS search at www.thisopenhouseshow.com. With some of those tools that you guys have at your disposal, just online, a lot of the free tools, and then setting yourself up for success in the future.
Right.
You know, there's so many questions that we can sit here on a radio show, or we could send you a brochure and you say, do X, Y, or Z. I got to say, the advice of how do you structure somebody's loan? What's the best thing to do? What is the best negotiating strategy? It's a case by case, property by property,
yep,
person by person situation. And it's just really critical that you guys get some of that custom help when you're going through there. So 520-462-2611. We also love helping our listeners, friends, and family. We've done that a lot over the last year.
Thank you guys.
And we thank you guys so much for thinking about us and remembering us. And I get excited just to go and send recommendations for some, you know, vendors, contractors, and different things, even if you're going to stay into that house until they have to carry you out in 20, 30, 40
years. That's what's going to happen in the house we're currently in. I'm
absolutely
not moving ever again.
Fine. Guys, we're on we are on camera with
YouTube.
We are
on camera on YouTube.
That is recorded, so I can go back and make sure, because this has been a fun one. Guys, we're going to see you back on the other side of this break.
Don't go away. We'll catch you on the other side.
Are you interested in the real estate market? What does low inventory actually mean? Funny, real-life real estate stories and things you should never do if you're looking to buy or sell a home. Join me, David Guthrie, and my wife, Rebecca Guthrie. We are full-time real estate agents with the Hacienda Group at Long Realty Company for This Open House on Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. on 1030 The Voice, where we will discuss all this and more. That's This Open House on Saturdays at 11 on 1030 The Voice.
Yes, welcome back yet again. You know, on our mid-show promo, we don't give our phone number, 520-462-2611. We might need to do that here by our second anniversary. But, you know, I still haven't changed my main marketing picture. We've had a kid since then. It's something that I need to do. So now we're on camera that I've got to go take care of that. Let's talk about this last year. We've had some fun episodes.
We have had some fun episodes.
We've had some fun named episodes.
Yeah, we have a lot of fun naming our episodes.
One of
if you
my
go to
favorites.
KVOI.com and you look for This Open House Show, you'll be able to find all of the names that we have fun with. Our producer John coming up with names.
Well, one of my favorites back in the day, this was on September 5th, 2020, Termites and Those Who Love Them.
That was with Rigo.
That was with Rigo Pest Control.
That was a lot of fun.
That was a lot of fun. And I mean, you know, there are people who love termites. Rigo is one of them.
You should go back and listen to that episode. It's it's pretty funny. And I tell you the story about how I first met him, which I'm not going to share here. So you have to go listen.
Termites haven't changed. Wealth of information. It's still an episode that we share with a lot of our clients.
Yeah, another good one was Plumbing the Depths.
Oh,
with Noble Plumbing.
Yes.
That was fun.
We talked about water softeners, sewer, all kinds of cool stuff. We've had a lot of great guests over the years. Let's forget about disclosures and spray foam. We don't need to talk about that. I still get a hard time from a lot of people.
Does not put spray foam inside interior closet walls.
That is
the upshot of that one.
That stuff expands like crazy. And, you know, Rebecca
knows. It was so funny.
I have an obsession with air sealing
it's
and
true.
Spray foam. It's a legitimate
true.
Addiction.
He watches YouTube videos late at night. It's true.
Some guys are into cars. Some ladies are into shoes. I love air sealing, insulation.
It's true.
And it's just what it is. I was watching a video on YouTube the other day, and a guy literally lifted a sidewalk to level it by drilling and inserting spray foam in it.
It's true. And
Super awesome.
The funny part about it is he put too much spray foam in there and overlifted the concrete.
It's easy to do.
Crazy.
And Rebecca's like, what are you doing? Oh, I'm watching a spray foam video. And she said, of course you are. Of course you are.
We've talked about, we've brought loan officers in a couple of times.
Mm. Yep.
We have given you lots of it's going to be okay, the market will be okay episodes, because we get a lot of that. We've talked a lot about vacation rentals. We've got a couple of episodes helping you with vacation rentals.
And all of these are back on
the catalog, on the website, going through. Some of this, you know, I know the first 15 minutes, you know, for the most part, fine, skip it.
Get into that second half. There's good info on this part of the show here. All things homeowners insurance. We'll just give you the preview on that. Talk to your homeowners insurance agent regularly.
Yes, because yearly. You want to have
yearly,
a check-in.
You need to check in, because that cost to rebuild is constantly moving, all right?
Those and replacing all of your interior items. If, God forbid, the whole thing burned down.
Yes.
You know, you want to make sure that you're going to be able to do that. You will be made whole.
You need to make sure. And it is no fun having to go through and make a claim, having somebody there who's really going to take great care of you.
Yep.
Shout out to Tom DeBerry over at State Farm, who joined us for that episode.
Yeah, if you're thinking about getting ready to sell your house, we did an episode on all the things that you need to do to prep your house. So you can go back and you can look at that. There's a lot of really useful information as we're scrolling through this. We've done a good job, baby.
Yeah, we need to go back and listen to them, because we've forgotten more than we've learned. Maybe
I hope that's not true.
Get back here. Well, after 18 years. So some of my favorite ones, and we need to get back more into, is why do we love Tucson?
Yeah.
You know, Rebecca really has a passion for this city. And she is one of the reasons I married her. She sees things that other people don't see and is able to look at things in a different way and notice patterns. And some of the things she comes up with, I'm just like, how did you see that? But absolutely. So she loves talking about those things and parks. A lot of you guys might not know that. She has a passion for building and designing parks.
I like
green
spaces.
She's never done it, but she loves it. And she's constantly telling me what's wrong with every single park
wreck,
because she has all these ideas to fix it.
It's true. I do. I wander in and I'm like, here's what's wrong. Like Brandy Fenton, love Brandy Fenton, but they put the parking lot too far away from the playground, which is a problem because you can't send an older child or even yourself to easily go get something from the playground from the car.
Right.
Because you can't stay inside. Eyesight, that's the word I'm looking for.
You need line of sight with your kids at all time. And also, if you think about this, you know, children are very resilient. You know, put sunscreen on them so they don't get burnt, of course. But there's a reason when you're looking at like things like pool temperatures. Young children can handle colder water much longer. You know, you really do need warmer water the older the bathers are in a pool. It's a known fact. You can ask pool companies and these people this. They're playing outside. It's hot. It's a dry heat, but it's still hot. The shade structures need to be over the swings.
They need to be over the swings, because that's where mommies and daddies stand the most when they're playing. If there's not shade structures over swings get used less, because a parent is not, or a guardian, a child caregiver is not willing to stand there for forever in the sun.
It's hard. Yeah, they're going to be back under the Ramada.
Yep.
And so, you know, you want those areas shaded, and other areas too would be great to have the whole thing shaded, but typically you can't do that.
Right. So,
and then think about the shading at different times of day.
If you want to pick my brain about parks and how we could design them better, I have a litany. If I ever were to do a master plan community, if I ever decided that was a thing that David and I were going to do, the parks would be on par.
They would be excellent. Excellent. So, yeah, if you want to geek out on some of those things, 520-462-2611. It's been a wild year.
Yeah, and we wanted to, when we were talking about what we wanted to talk about on this 1 year anniversary show, we really wanted to take a moment and say thank you to the listeners and to you people who join us every single week. We have gotten to know some great people who are listeners, and we really appreciate that. We have had, like David mentioned earlier in the show, a whole bunch of referrals, not necessarily from listeners, but, you know, mom listens to the show and says, hey,
son's moving in.
Right. Son's moving to Tucson.
Yeah.
And hey, we love this. Or we've had a good friend who says, hey, I have a friend from out of state who's coming. They do a great job. You should do this. And we really wanted to take a moment and say, we appreciate you. We really appreciate the emails and the phone calls and the texts with show ideas or asking for referrals for different vendors that we've mentioned on the show, or just, hey, we know you know somebody, can you help us do this? Because when David and I, when I joined him 4 years ago, one of the things that we set out, you know, we, because I read way too many business books, we were having a mission, and our mission statement is concierge service at every price point. And we really, truly mean it, that it doesn't matter if it's $100,000 or a $10 million sale, that people are people and they deserve the same service because they are created in the image of God. And that's what we try to do. And we've seen you listeners, we've seen you guys, your stories, and that you appreciate that. And that allows us to continue to do this radio show, which we actually really enjoy doing. We really
love
doing
this
show.
And it's because you guys tune in every week and partner with us in that. And one of the ways that's, you know, Rebecca and I, we're constantly thinking, well, how can we give back? What can we do? You know, one of the things that we would like to continue to use this platform for is not just educating you on real estate and talking about contract provisions and weird things
we
to know
can
about,
geek out on that stuff.
Helping the public. And, you know, we mentioned this a couple weeks ago about, you know, some ideas of maybe other areas that can be great career choices. I'm still looking at the horizon. I think, you know, if you're wanting to get into housing in some sort, construction is a great thing to do. Appraisal is a great thing to do. And if any of you listeners out there know any, you know, electricians, framers, concrete contractors, these kind of people, we would love to actually hear from you. I'd like to talk to you guys off air and just see if maybe you'd be a good fit for this. But we would like to pair some of our listeners, some of the people maybe who have younger people or people looking for a career change, to say, hey, I'd like to become an electrician and in 3-5 years open up my own business, but I need I need an apprenticeship. And you know, if there's anybody out there who can treat these people well and help bring on the next, because we see the shortages out there.
Oh, yeah.
And if things don't change, we're going to continue to have shortages. And the best
people... And they're
people,
going to get worse. The shortages are going to get worse.
Absolutely, the labor shortages are, unless we do something. And so, and this is where we can't just look to government to say, hey, we've got a problem, fix this. We, in our own communities, can go and start making some of these shifts. So if you guys know or are... you know, again, electricians, roofers,
plumbers, drywallers, finishing work, roofers across the board. We want to
hear from you. If you're an appraiser who is taking on trainees and wants to talk about the appraisal, give me a call. Let's see if maybe we can work something out. Because really, this next year, we'd like to add some of that into what we do here.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And build our community up.
It took us a year to figure out how the show works. You know, that you guys don't mind when we rag on each other and riff off of each other, and David steals my jokes and I steal David's jokes. But you know, you get to see a small bit of just how we are. We don't. This is who we are. But we figured out how we're going to do the radio show, and now we really, really want to grow it and grow the community. So, and you listeners are a huge part of that. So we really wanted to make sure that we, on this 1 year anniversary, which is sort of astonishing, that we said thank you and we brought you in on what our hopes and our plans are. So we really do hope that you will reach out to us. And I should have the number.
520-462-2611. That is our cell phone. You can contact us, email, phone, email, whatever, day or night, but leave a voicemail if you don't get us. We do get a lot of calls on that and people don't leave voicemails. And we're not going to call them back. info@thisopenhouseshow.com is our email. www.thisopenhouseshow.com, full MLS search. Now I want to dive off here one other area. We don't talk enough about income property and building wealth.
Yes.
With our listeners. And I want to let you know, we have helped a number of investors, even out of state, in-state investors. And, you know, there's lots of ways. We're not just talking apartment complexes. You can start building those portfolios with smaller pieces on a Monopoly board. And if you have questions about that, want to see how can I get started in investing, 520-462-2611.
And the last thing that we want to do is say thank you to our producer, John. He has been here the entire way. He has taken rookies and he's made us not as rookie-ish. And we just, John, thank you. You've helped a great deal and we really appreciate it. So guys, thank you so much for joining us for this Open House show for a year. We will be here for at least another, if not many more, and we hope that you will join us for all of those episodes. We thank you again for listening. Please visit us at thisopenhouseshow.com and email us and give us your ideas at info@thisopenhouseshow.com. Have a fantastic rest of your Saturday, a great weekend, and we will catch you next week.